brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Roughly half of the power in this country runs our hospitals, our schools, our homes, our factories, our bowling alleys, our car dealerships, our churches. 49% and growing comes from coal. Now, the first thing Bill Clinton did, and they were planning this way back then, was in 1997 he laid off all of the clean-burning coal in the United States in four states, most of it in Utah, southern Utah. Totally clean, no mercury. They don't care. They say, well, they don't even care if it is clean coal. You can't burn it, or you can't even extract natural gas from it. They have a way of doing that. No, instead the coal-fired plants burn the dirty, mercury-filled stuff, and they're building them all over the United States. Barack Obama comes out and says there's going to be a tax. There's going to be a tax on those power plants. And the uninitiated, I've been listening to them on talk radio the last 2 days, calling in the ones defending Barack Obama. Again, I'm not for McCain. We're analyzing both puppets. And they come out and they say, well, good, those are rich, evil companies hurting us with their pollution. Folks, carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. I don't care if they're trying to list it as one. It's what plants breathe. So you need to understand that shutting down coal plants or taxing them, that's going to be tagged on to your power bill. Remember Enron? Some of their internal documents came out in 2001. Remember out in California? They blamed all that on Gray Davis, who was a horrible socialist gun grabber. I'm not a fan of him. The point is, it wasn't about him. Schwarzenegger came out and said, he's evil. He's the reason you got charged a couple billion dollars a day for months on end extra for your power. Meanwhile, Schwarzenegger had been meeting at the Beverly Hills Hotel with the heads of Enron and others, and he was all involved in it. Just so incredible. But he came into office, you know, against what had happened with the energy. And Enron, in its own memos that came out later, would turn the power off every day a couple hours just to panic the public, because their internal psychological studies showed the public would then panic and accept doubling and tripling of power prices. And it turned out Enron had no problem supplying energy. They were just trading all the energy coming into California through the lines, and they would bring in members of Congress and the legislature in California and federally, and he later became Secretary of the Army, White, but he was the head of it there in California. They would show them fake computer screens. You know, fake data. Wasn't even real energy. They were just setting the price every day and cheating everybody. Billions a day during those summer months. Billions. See, it's artificial scarcity. So they're getting you ready. They're saying you're not going to have as much power. You're going to pay a lot more for it. You're going to pay more for everything. And then here's the key that no one wants to talk about with these global greenhouse taxes. Let's say carbon dioxide is deadly poison. Plants don't breathe it. It's horrible. Let's ban it. By only having Western Europe and the United States and Japan going online with this, it will accelerate what's left of our industry to China, to India, to Mexico, and 160-plus other nations where they will have zero emissions controls. In China, they don't even put filters. You know, here they put filters on the power plants, and it's pretty clean comparatively. There, nothing. Just black smoke going up. That's why the skies were black and they wore a mask in the Olympics. So see, it's a total scam, even if you believe it's real. Because it's going to increase, because the industry will move there, it will increase the carbon dioxide. You understand? Again, basic logic. But the people fighting against this don't know how to use that, because they regurgitate what the media tells them. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to continue with your phone calls, your take on the economy, the global carbon taxes being set up by the private banks, the election tomorrow. But we wanted to get him up with Kevin Booth last Friday. He was unable to make it back to his office. We've got him for the next 20 minutes or so, and we're going to let him go. He's Ethan Nadelman. He is a very, very prominent person for the end of marijuana prohibition. He's the founder and executive director of the Drug Policy Alliance, a New York City-based nonprofit organization working to end the war on drugs. He is considered one of the most outspoken advocates of drug legalization. And again, he's got a PhD and other degrees from Harvard University, a master's degree in international relations from London School of Economics. On and on and on, and he's one of the most prominent people out there exposing this fraud. And just out of the gates, Mr. Nadelman, bottom line, from history and the view of history I have from studying it, the British learned how to take down China by shipping in drugs to an area that, where it was illegal, to corrupt the police, corrupt the local system. We know the majority of narcotics are shipped in by groups controlled by the U.S. government, laundered through U.S. banks. But that's not enough for them. And then they get the drug profits on the ground when young people and others are involved in the crime of using it or distributing it or other folks. But with the case of marijuana, what you've got 80%+ of drug users, illegal drug users, only use marijuana. So it's essential to keep cannabis illegal so that they can continue their whole phony war on drugs that's put millions of innocent nonviolent offenders behind bars to work in the private prisons. So I wanted to throw out my view and see if you concurred with that and then talk about this important initiative that will have international, not just national, implications going on in California.
Yeah, well, let me break into three pieces. The first one is about this, the whole international traffic. You know, on the one hand, it's true that the intelligence agencies, the CIA, have been involved with drug trafficking in one way or another for the last 50 or 60 years. It was true in Southeast Asia in the 1960s and 1970s. It was true in Afghanistan and Southwest Asia in the 80s, true in Mexico, Central America, all of that as well. So that's a long and old story, and there's a lot of truth to it. But it's also true that even if the intelligence agencies were squeaky clean, even if they were never involved the slightest bit, you would still have these drugs coming into the country. That basically marijuana, cocaine, heroin, whatever, these are global commodities markets. This stuff is going to be produced wherever. It's going to be sold wherever. It's going to be trafficked wherever. And, you know, whether it's legal or illegal, think about these drugs the same way we would it, like coffee, tobacco, sugar, alcohol, whatever, right? So I think it's important to understand that notwithstanding the government involvement, that when push comes to shove, the real problem is not about that government corruption, that government involvement. The real problem is an incredibly repressive, punitive system within the United States that's relying overwhelmingly on systems of incarceration to deal with people who use drugs. And that's why you see the prison population going from 50,000 people for drug law violations in 1980 to 500,000 people tonight.
We and then we have to pay for that.
More people on drug charges tonight. We have more people on drug charges than all of Europe locks up for everything. And they got more people than we do. So, you know, we're talking about a system of oppression, which is what we're trying to challenge in California.
Well, you're absolutely right, and just the fact that we have to pay for all this, and then a lot of good old boys say, good, make them criminals work. They're working for 20 cents an hour on average, displacing our jobs and our wages. It's
well, I mean, it would be the most horrible thing in California right now is that if you look at who's – we have a ballot, just so I can tell your listeners. It's called Proposition 5. If you're in California, make sure you vote yes on Prop 5 tomorrow. But it will be the biggest reform of prisons and sentencing in the history of the country and the biggest drug reform since the repeal of alcohol prohibition if it wins tomorrow, right? This thing would essentially reduce the California's bloated, overcrowded prison population by up to 20,000 nonviolent offenders. It would shift $1 billion a year from the prison side of things to the treatment and rehabilitation. It would save taxpayers $2.5 billion because new prisons would not need to be built, right? This is a win-win-win across the board. Helps people get their lives together, reduces crime, reduces recidivism. And the problem right now is that we're at risk of losing this thing because the prison guards unions and their buddies in the alcohol industry and the Indian casino tribe industry and, you know, Meg Whitman, the former chairperson of EBA, advising John McCain, have put $3.5 million to run these duplicitous ads across the state of California.
And we've got all these liberal poverty pimps, fake liberals, running around telling everybody that it'll release rapists and murderers, using total deception on the public because they have to.
Well,
they know the public is for decriminalization of marijuana, so they have to lie.
Well, by the way, and Prop 5 does include a provision in there that would reduce the penalty for possessing a joint from a misdemeanor down to an infraction like a traffic ticket. California police arrested something like 50,000 people last year on marijuana charges, so this would make a huge difference as well. But, you know, here you have Jerry Brown. Right, Jerry Brown, who's been a progressive at times in his past, and he is featured now in a statewide, or at least in an ad campaign, paid for by the prisons guards union with almost $1 million, basically a puff piece for him, condemning Prop 5 in ways that are inaccurate and hopefully ineffective.
And then we have one of the state senators, federal senators, doing that.
Oh, yeah, Dianne Feinstein. So sad. I think there's never been a mandatory minimum penalty that she didn't love, so far as I can tell. She's up there saying that this will cost taxpayers money when the California Legislative Analyst Office says it'll actually save taxpayers money. She's saying that criminals are going to be running the streets with this thing when, in fact, there's tons of accountability in this thing. What people really don't like, what the people in the prison industrial complex really don't like about Prop 5 is that it holds not just people involved in crime accountable. It holds them accountable. It says, let's see the results of what you're doing. Let's see, when the state prison budget has gone from $5 billion in the year 2000 to $10 billion now, doubles in just the last 8 years, and it continues going up, when the prison guards union's membership has risen something like sixfold since the 1980s, when you see that type of just endless spending to lock up more and more people on a system which is obviously broke, and then when there's a proposal to change it, you see the prison industrial system rallying around and making sure all the politicians line up with them. That's what's so sad about the
We're talking to
right
Ethan
now.
Nettleman. Look, just a few days ago in California, there was the case of a schizophrenic psycho stomping a baby for over 30 minutes to death in the street. The public stood there sucking their thumbs and didn't go defend the child. The police couldn't respond because they were too busy literally out busting potheads. And there's cases like that, just like in Dallas, Texas, and places, they won't respond. In California, they won't respond to car thefts or home invasions, but they will to marijuana. I mean, 50,000 arrests, all the man hours, all the time, the jail and prison space, the courts being clogged up. We've got to decriminalize.
Well, exactly. I mean, part of what we were saying is that part of this initiative increases the length of parole for truly violent offenders. You know, most ordinary Americans want the law enforcement system focusing on the truly predatory and violent people who live in our society. People understand that, you know, you need prisons for a reason. And part of that reason is that there are some people who just will not abide by basic rules of civilization, who cannot be trusted not to take advantage of their fellow citizen. But then you're filling the prisons with people with nonviolent offenses, especially just drug offenses, people whose only offense is putting a substance into their body or having a drug addiction, people who are trying to get their lives together, and all the system wants to do is to spend tons of money locking them up rather than spending half the money to help people get their lives together. I mean, that's what's just so pathetic about this whole thing right now. You know, I mean, I'm hoping there's a broader shift in this country, but I look at these characters in California now and what they're doing and the way they're ripping off the taxpayers and just continuing the same old bankrupt policies. And it reminds me of those guys and how we got into the whole, you know, mortgage and banking crisis the last few years. The system is set up to insulate itself from any sort of outside critical analysis. It's self-reinforcing. And ultimately, it's the taxpayers and citizens who pay the burden on this thing. You know, when you look, for example, at the issue of marijuana, we know at this point 800,000 Americans getting arrested each year for marijuana, 90% of them for nothing more than but drug possession. I mean, that's ludicrous. And now, you know, spending $10 to $20 billion a year enforcing the laws against marijuana, at the same time we could be earning in tax revenue that amount of money.
And helicopters flying around with infrared, looking through our walls, looking for people.
Exactly. You know, there are people who don't give a damn about marijuana, people who hate marijuana, in fact, and they say call off the war on marijuana because we fundamentally care about preserving the Bill of Liberties.
Well, how many of these cops, I mean, a large portion of the population has smoked pot at one time in their life. I mean, I've smoked it, you know, before. Mm-hmm. The whole point is, and I didn't inhale, by the way, but I don't particularly like it, but my point is that how can these cops arrest kids for marijuana when they know they smoked it?
Well, you know, I mean, where's the obstacle to being hypocritical about this thing? How many politicians, you know, how many politicians do you have who, you know, who did this stuff in the past, but they don't mind going after people in the future? My hope with Barack Obama is, you know, he did smoke marijuana, even used cocaine, and he's actually talked in favor of decriminalization, even if he's backtracked away from using that word because it's not politically popular.
I got to say, that's about the only good thing Barack Obama has ever said or done, other than claiming he'd try to end the war, and now he's reneged on that.
Well, we'll see how he is as president. I'm feeling more, I mean, compared to what we've been through for the last 8 years, I am at least feeling some sense of optimism, some sense of hope, if only because you got to have some hope at some point around this stuff. You know, I think the people he'll appoint will be better than we've seen in the past. I think the whole drug war will shift into a different direction. Will be more emphasis on health, more emphasis on civil liberties, less on building up the prison industrial complex ever and ever. You know, Alex, listen, I actually got to run in about a minute because I got to keep running on this campaign because the election is tomorrow.
Oh, that's perfect. Fire out the website for your organization.
Thank you. It's drugpolicy.org. Please go to drugpolicy.org. We're the leading organization in the country of people who think the drug war is a bad idea. We believe in decriminalization, health approaches, putting that legalization debate out there. So please help us. Please join us. The only way this drug war ends is if we become a truly powerful mass movement.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining
us. Okay, Alex. Take care. Sorry I couldn't be on last week.
Oh, no, I understand. Thanks for being on with us. Okay, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, huge breaking news from Paul Watson. I finally watched the Seventh Tower conspiracy over the weekend, the BBC whitewash they put out a few months ago. I'd watched some of it months ago, but I watched the whole thing. Unspeakable deception, unspeakable lies, unspeakable twisting. And I called Paul this morning with a long list of things I wanted him to write about in his own points. And he said, well, okay, I'll get that out soon, and I'm working on another 9/11 story. And then I didn't really ask him what it was. This is massive. Up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Ex-CIA man warned top executives to leave New York on 9/11. Report. Warner Brothers senior executive told staff something big is going to happen that day. Get out of town. Now, see, we need to dovetail this with the Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska, where the hundreds of CEOs met that morning in a secret meeting with Warren Buffett and George Bush.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the new world order.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Why do they want to shut down the alternative media on the internet? Why do they want to force you on internet too? Because they can't allow stories like the fact that BBC reported Building 7 fell before it did to get out. They can't allow more and more whistleblowers and information to come out. We are kicking their hind end, thank God. Now, I'm about to cover this new story with Paul Watson that he's got up on PrisonPlanet.com. But what backs this up is that, remember, it was called a conspiracy theory in the media, but all the original articles in MSNBC and in Haaretz and others reported And Odigo, the instant message company, they're the ones that said it, showing that, I'm not saying they're involved, they got the warnings, they went public, they said, we were told get our people out 4 hours before it happened, we sent out this text message saying get out of the buildings, they're going to be attacked. Haaretz, Jerusalem Post. MSNBC reported that the Arab kids, the Jewish kids, the people in the community, the buildings were half empty at that time of morning for what they were, you know, usually had in them. You had all the insider trading, leading back to the CIA and FBI, and people went to even, some FBI agents went to prison for that. Then you had that Offutt Air Force Base meeting hours before. Over 200 CEOs are told, come to a secret meeting to meet with Warren Buffett and the president at this hangar, and then Bush flies there later in the day to get them out of the buildings. Most of them had been based in the buildings. No one knows what was said in that meeting. This all happened. So this new story dovetails with all of that. Ex-CIA man warned top executives to leave New York on 9/11 report. Warner Brothers senior executive told staff something big is going to happen that day. That fits in with what everybody else was saying. And FEMA running a drill the night before and the day of, Tripod 2, Paul, add all this. Tripod 2 of an attack on the World Trade Center complex in Building 7. Paul Watson, tell us about the latest piece of the puzzle.
Hello, Alex. Yeah, this is out of Foreign Policy Journal, which is an alternative news website, but a very credible one from what I can see, run by Jeremy R. Hammond, who's written this article and got this source, which is basically an anonymous source, wishes to remain anonymous, who worked under a managing director as number two at a European branch of Warner Brothers. And it was his boss who was close friends with another senior executive for Warner Brothers who worked in the head office in L.A. and who had also formerly worked for the CIA. And the story goes that there was a funeral service for a senior director for Warner Brothers from a foreign office who had died, and they were doing the memorial service arrangement. But this, when the date of September 11th, 2001 was brought up to this LA executive, he rejected it because he told his staff, quote, something big is happening that day, and the top executives from the New York office would all be traveling out of the city. And then when the source was pressed, it was stressed that the big, you know, the something big that was happening, the reason why they'd be out of the city was nothing to do with a corporate meeting or anything. It was a different kind of event that was going to happen on 9/11, and this guy from his CIA sources had passed this message on to his staff, and some of them were out of the city on that day.
Now, regardless, and this is a good journal putting this out, we've seen a lot of great reports from in the past that have panned out, regardless, we need to go back and focus what went on at Offutt Air Force Base. Hundreds of CEOs that they called away from the towers to go there, and this dovetails with what you're reporting, what this journal's reporting, that they were told to be out of the city that day.
Exactly. The towers were at low occupancy. Obviously, a lot of people were evacuated, but, you know, at 9 a.m. on a Tuesday morning, the original estimates were that there were 50,000 people in those towers. Obviously, we know that what was it, around 2,000 died. A lot were evacuated, but still low occupancy for the peak time.
Yeah, there was about 10,000 in the building. About 8,500 got out.
Right, even though the usual occupancy is around 50,000 from what I remember being reported.
Let me go back. It could hold 50, but they were down to about 30,000. But generally by that time, they reported about 30,000 would generally be there.
Right.
So you've got about a third there.
The occupancy of the airlines is completely below.
Well, every plane was exactly 22% on a day when it was, 89% occupancy on the East Coast.
Flying into New York at peak time, yeah. And then, obviously, Newsweek reported in its September 13th issue that top brass Pentagon officials cancelled their travel plans the very night before. And that was reported out in the open.
And they cited a security threat on New York and Washington.
Yeah.
Just another piece of the puzzle. Paul, stay there. Let's do five more minutes on this key report as we brainstorm together and add all the other little key information blurbs into this piece so people can make up their own decisions.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, trillion dollars in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Careful what you ask for. When you say, deal me in, a lot of people get tricked into serving the New World Order. A lot of people want power. They're competitive. But they're slowly being manipulated into positions where they make decisions that destroy their lives and the lives of countless others. You can do whatever you want to yourself. For God's sakes, don't hurt others unless you're defending yourself. And then make it quick. Don't take any pleasure in having to crush a fellow human. And as things become darker. The warnings we put out, the information we've disseminated, the seeds we've planted will grow. Materials, DVDs, films, books, information you have will become even more precious. Don't count on the internet being here next week or next month or next year. Take the information off prisonplanet.tv, burn it to disk. Create libraries of the thousands of pieces of media there. Give them to your neighbors, your friends, your family. Save them. It's an important testament that as things get worse, people down the road will be shocked when they listen to these shows, when they watch the films. People you never thought would have woken up, when they're in true bondage, will. That's the sad part about it. As Winston Churchill rightfully said, there may come a time when you are forced to fight when you have a good chance of winning. But still more often in history, people wait and don't resist. I'm paraphrasing. So a time comes and they decide to fight when it's a tough fight and they don't have a very good chance of winning, but it's better than dying on their knees as slaves. But then there's a third, even worse position. And that's having to stand and fight when you have no chance of winning. Because at least the human spirit still beats in your heart and soul, and you're not going to go quietly into the night. A lot of times that's the one you fight the hardest, isn't it? Are you going to wait until there's almost no chance of winning? Or are you going to stand up and speak out now? That is the challenge. That is the Great Commission against evil. All right, Paul Watson, I'm going to get some calls, cover a bunch of the news. I know you're busy with a piece, and there's so many hundreds of things. I mean, each 10-minute clip on YouTube of the Seventh Tower conspiracy, they've got, as outside experts, Demolition, Controlled Demolition Incorporated, involved in covering Oklahoma City and 9/11. They act like they're impartial outsiders in the film. They even get one of our people, you know, to go, oh, I didn't think it was a big deal that Building 7, you know, that they reported it fell beforehand. But, you know, people in our movement, they made a big deal out of it. Poor guy, I didn't know why everybody always wants to interview him because he does that kind of stuff. But people think they're friends with the mainstream media. It doesn't work that way. And, you know, they've got things in there about how the whole front of the building was knocked off. When that's not true, that lie is regurgitated. And just countless lies. Paul's doing a story on that. But this false flag scripting, like when they said that Lee Harvey Oswald had killed John F. Kennedy with three shots from the book depository, that was published in Asia, in Australia, New Zealand, Thailand, a bunch of places, hours before he was even captured and his name was released. I mean, that's smoking gun and that's important. They try to say, oh, no, that's not important. Oh, no, that's not important. It's not important at all to have cops saying, get back, they're going to bring it down, it's coming down. And witnesses saying they had countdowns. And, you know, when we have secret sources, people say, oh, you don't have a secret source. Then it comes out, it's Barry Jennings. They threaten harassing. He didn't fully recant. He just said, I said they looked like bodies, felt like bodies. They tried to say that was a lie. They tried to make me look like a fool. And, of course, he's dead now. And they also say that Jennings was in the building 3 hours. That's not true. He wasn't in 3 hours. His key testimony, they just overlooked that there were explosions and the building was blown in before Tower 1 or 2 fell. And he said, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. But they edited it to where it looks like he's saying the opposite. Incredible deception. But, Paul, when is that story coming out?
I'm working on it, Alex. I needed to get this CIA warning one out first. But
well, I've read your article, and it's excellent, but I would just add all those other points about Minot, about the Otago people warning, and say, here it is, Israeli newspapers, not us. You know, I mean, I've had mainstream media here in my office over and over again. Why are you anti-Semitic saying Israel, that all the Jews are out of the building? And I say, I'm not. Any more than the Jerusalem Post and Haaretz is, they got the warning and told their people to get out of the building, and it wasn't all the Jews. It was the Otago employees. You know, I'm sick of it. Any more than we're you know, saying Warner Brothers is involved in the attack. You know, we know the facts. Go ahead.
The thing about it is that a lot of these so-called debunking websites will still try and claim that things are absolutely verifiably proven and admitted to by the authorities, such as the Palestinian boy at the new Utrecht High School in Brooklyn who, on September 6th, 5 days before the attack, looked out of his classroom window, pointed towards Lower Manhattan and the Twin Towers and said, "Do you see those buildings? They won't be standing there next week."
And he was cited and got in trouble at the principal's office. It's on record.
Yeah, that's just one of many.
And we're not saying, we're not being anti-Semitic against Palestinians. We're just reporting what was in the news.
And they still say it's an urban myth about these things, and reporters have had to write reports emphasizing again and again, it's not an urban myth, it's been admitted to by the FBI. I just hope this story gets more attention than all the disinformation that's out there, which infuriates me on an almost daily basis. You know, we've got this claptrap going around about the Bush family being arrested by the Justice Department or whatever. This video of Bush walking across the White House lawn yesterday.
And then the media can point at that and say, see, this, the Internet's disinformation. It's clearly photoshopped and totally fake video, just like
right.
The Bin Laden tapes are fake. You know, he's been arrested by Delta Force in Paraguay. All made up.
Total crap. Like, the story 3 weeks ago, oh, all the ATMs are going to close. You're not being, all the banks are going to close.
And we told you that was bull, and then we were attacked.
Total bull.
By a known FBI informant, Mr. Baloney Head.
And yet people still give these websites credence, and we'll have to be, you know, we'll be getting emails next week about some new bull they come out with, and nobody ever points to the fact that they've been caught lying in every instance.
Well, then they announced the Solicitor General's wife was arrested in France, so there's shootouts in the underground in Chicago. I mean, it's always the same people. I mean, it's like the Catholics run it all, Kingpin. You know, he says spaceships dropped black magic bombs to blow up Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and his followers attack me and say, yes, it was black magic bombs. I mean, you know, clearly operatives.
And it's this kind of, you know, zealous focus and obsession with these issues that can't be proven when we've got bona fide, solid issues that can be proven, and sometimes people just aren't interested.
Well,
and
Paul,
if we don't give credence to their bull, it's the kind of misplaced aggression towards us. It's just a mental illness.
Well, Paul, a lot of people aren't even going to read your full article. Can you put at the top all the warnings, the Palestinians, the Israelis, the Minot,
It's in there, yeah.
No, I know a lot of it's in there, but I mean, they won't even read that deep.
But did you hear about this one as well? Across the country, they're giving out free flu vaccinations to people who vote, training people to line up and take the shot. It's called Vote and Vax.
Oh, it's total brainwashing. They show up at the local radio station we broadcast out of on Sundays, and we have free ones. We love you. Free injections. And I tell people, I go, you know, the last 6 years, they haven't even gotten the right mutation. They have to guess what it's going to be, and it didn't even help you. And here's all these studies of Alzheimer's, and they just roll their sleeves up with glee. God,
exactly.
I mean, to know we have total criminals running things, and then we're all a bunch of well-meaning, trusting morons going along with it. Oh, man.
There's a report about that on Infowars.net right now. But, yeah, getting back to it, I mean, you had the warning for Willie Brown, San Francisco mayor, who was going to fly into New York on the morning of 9/11. He gets a call from, quote, airport security, late September 10th, advising him of a security threat, and he cancels his flight. I mean, where did the investigation go into that? Then you've got all the put options on United and American Airlines, speculation that the stock would go down. And, you know, this is right after all the media was reporting, quote, airline stock set to fly. So you've got all these, of course, that led up to the CIA and its, you know, Brown Deutsche Bank and Buzzy Krongard.
Well, the bigger issue is we need Minot in here. We need to report that, hey, why do these 200 and something You got to pull, I think it's 220 something, but pull it up. Why did they get told, come to a secret meeting at the base to meet Warren Buffett? And then most of them worked in the towers.
Right.
I mean, how obvious does this have to get? And you know, the biggest piece of 9/11 evidence that's an inside job is that the criminals that run our government, they've done this overnight. They've been caught running terror attacks. It's admitted they staged them. You know what? Add a link to that 2004 Army training manual that's a reprint of the 70s that's on WikiLeaks. People don't believe it. The news has reported it is real, mainstream news has, where they teach Army captains how to stage false flag attacks. Will you post that in there, too?
Yeah.
You know, I've been reporting on 9/11 since before it happened, and I just, Paul, it's just so incredible. I mean, we have got some really bold people running things, and God knows what they're going to pull out of the hat next time. I mean, they're gearing everybody up for nuke attacks, bioweapon releases. And
well,
we know
that Powell, Bede, and Albright, and now today, or yesterday on CNN, the big new Brzezinski, Trilateral Commission co-founder, said that Obama, and of course Brzezinski's Obama's one of his top advisors, says that he's going to have an imminent problem in the area of foreign policy after he's elected president. So again, echoing what Biden said, in which he promised and he guaranteed, mark my words, he said, he was so vehement about it, that Obama would have an international crisis on his hands within 6 months.
And it's going to be unpopular what he has to do. And we already have the globalists through Georgia sneak attacking the Russians, more insanity. And I had people calling me a traitor saying, no, Georgia was snuck attacked, when now even the State Department admits it was staged by Georgia. They're just claiming that they weren't involved. And then, of course, why is no one questioning Powell? He said, on the 21st or 22nd, there will be a huge international event, a crisis. He can name the date but won't say what it is? I mean, it's just an insult to everybody's intelligence, Paul.
Exactly. I mean, both Clinton and Bush faced, you know, the test within their first few months of coming into office. Clinton had the first World Trade Center bombing. Bush had 9/11. So, you know, what's Obama going to have? I dread to think what they've got lined up for this time, because it could be even bigger.
Oh, man. Well, we got a lot of election reporting going on. We'll be reporting on election fraud tomorrow, and, of course, throughout the week, Bev Harris and others coming on. We'll be taking your calls dealing with any type of election fraud or anything you've been seeing go on in your area. Paul, we got you. We got Kurt Nemo. We got your brother Steve. We got Aaron. We've got to get more writers, but to find writers that actually know what's going on and are accurate in their world analysis. This stuff's also clear. I don't know how they aren't. We need more stories about web censorship's already begun. The global taxation, the big banks openly announcing world currency run by the banks, and you'll pay carbon taxes to them. It's all happening. We were right. And I don't have the staff to go back and find all the videos and audios we've done, but people finally are finding them themselves. I was watching a clip of Matrix of Evil this morning, and you know, from 2003, and there I was talking about how that Bush would do all this evil, he'd be reelected, then we'd get a liberal who would bring in the carbon tax and demonize America, and I laid out how the banks would take over and how they would implode the economy and then set up a world banking structure. I mean, again, it's all in the government documents. I mean, they're going to hurt all folks. They're taking the bailout money and giving themselves bonuses and giving us none of it. You know what this means? They don't care anymore, Paul.
Exactly. And on the subject of the carbon tax, you had the World Wildlife Fund last week coming out and saying basically that America is the chief offender in terms of carbon emissions, and they applauded the countries for keeping within their, quote, biocapacity. And those countries are the likes of Malawi and Afghanistan. And then today you've got a climate bill in Parliament, which I believe has passed.
It passed.
80% reduction in carbon dioxide emissions by 2050. Basically what that means is almost all the cars off the roads and 80% of the little industry that we've got left completely shut down. That's a third world country.
Well, they're also saying humans, the New York Times reported, humans have to be reduced because we exhale carbon. Don't you see the trick? Don't you get the scam, folks? It's what the Club of Rome said in 91, the head of the CFR, Richard Inhofe. This is to wage war against humanity. It is to make us the enemy. Folks, carbon dioxide is mother's milk to the planet. Oh, man.
I mean, the final jokes. But, you know, they've changed global warming to climate change now because you've got record low temperatures in dozens of U.S. states. The Arctic just expanded its ice sheet the size of Germany for 2008, 30%. And they're citing reports from 2007 without pointing out the fact.
Meanwhile, I was watching TV last night. They showed polar bears drowning again, Paul. You can't make it up.
Because polar bears can't swim, can they?
They treat us like idiots. And again, they have George Bush come out against global warming, so everybody knows he's bad, so, oh, it must be real. See how they play the left right off against you? Now the left will do all this evil, and Republicans will propose bad stuff, and Republicans will then support it, thinking, oh, they're fighting it. Paul Watson, good job. Continue on, my friend, at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net.
Thanks, Alex.
Evil carbon person.
Break the law, and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com and get off the grid today. That's MySolarBackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
We'll see if the Iranians get this phone hooked up so I can be on international television. If not, we'll continue taking phone calls. People holding, we'll find out in the next 5 minutes. Speaking of Iran, up on PrisonPlanet.com, we've got this Lou Dobbs clip where they talk about the U.S. government funding millions of dollars to a Russian institute that's building the Bushehr reactor. Now, that is for peaceful uses, but it can be used for nukes. The whole point is, Dobbs says it's all incompetence. And the government's just a bunch of idiots. No, that's not it. It was England, Israel, and the United States that helped give them real components that could be used for nukes, and Pakistan through AQCon Laboratories. And it was Donald Rumsfeld, the head of the big Swiss company that transferred the systems for nuke reactors, for weapons, to the North Koreans in 1997. So, again, it's always far worse than even what you're hearing and what you're being told. They hand out these weapons, like Bill Hicks said, like in the old Westerns, where they, in front of the little goat herder kid, you know, 12-year-old, they throw the gun down. The bad guy throws it down at his feet and says, after he killed his daddy, "Pick it up, boy." I said, "Pick up the gun." And that's what they do. They just go out and throw the gun out in front of him. And, "Gee, mister, I don't know. I just wanted some rock candy." Pick up the gun. That is basically what they're doing. Speaking of solutions, ladies and gentlemen, we have an online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. And I hope you go there, and I hope you get Terror Storm, the definitive work on government-sponsored terror, the history of government-sponsored terror, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Truth Rising, such an amazing film, with the police state, 9/11 truth, all the people going public for 9/11 truth, all the politicians being confronted. What an important work. It won't be seen unless you get it and make copies and get them out to people, just like Fabled Enemies. All available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You not only get a tool that will wake people up. No, my friends, you also fund this operation and what we're doing here. So 888-253-3139. Or you can simply go to Infowars.com to check out all the books and videos we carry. Not just my 21 films, 20 films I've made, another one I produced. or to be technical, I've made 19 films and produced two. There we go. But all the other books and videos that we carry at Infowars.com. You may know all about the Federal Reserve and the private bankers setting up world government right now. But Money Masters, 3.5-hour film, 2 DVDs, 1995, Infowars.com. It needs to be seen. 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Have we gotten a hold of them yet? Oh, they're calling back. And this always happens. If you start about 5 minutes after on Russian and Iranian TV, there's somewhat of a language barrier, but they speak English on the shows. The folks that call speak it, but you can tell it's pidgin. Hey, not knocking them. I can't speak Iranian, so they're better than I. So you'll hear me once the show starts. We're just going to skip all the breaks for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and Infowars.com stream listeners. John won't be back till the end of the show, but for stations, we'll be playing the breaks. So you'll just hear me. John's be playing the music on his end, or fade it down till right at the end, John, because it might get confusing. I'll be on there with a few other people talking about U.S. elections. This is in cable systems in the U.S., cable systems in Europe, cable systems all over the Middle East, Central Asia, Asia, Latin America, millions of viewers. And so we're doing this. And I always tell them I'd rather go on their other news shows that aren't during my show, but I guess it's the evening over there, like 9 o'clock at night, so that's when they like to have their guest on. I'm going to be in studio with them later in the week for TV and the Russians tomorrow. That is after the show. We'll have continual coverage of the election via London, England, when we get back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.